Let's run him back, Barak Boyd.
He's back. Emmanuel Dennis has returned to Watford FC. Welcome to this brand new edition of the Yuan's Watford FC podcast with me, Omar Mora. Thank you very much indeed for listening. Watford supporters, a very good hello to you. And yes, as you know by now, Emmanuel Dennis has returned to Watford. A striker. Yes, indeed. We asked for a striker. We demanded a striker, and we have now got a striker. Yes, the trade deadline, the transfer window deadline, is still just about a week away. But I can say this, I can definitely say this, we now have a striker at Watford FC. It's not that we didn't have strikers before, but Emmanuel Dennis will certainly be a massive boost, I think, to Watford. Although, I must say, I was skeptical when I heard the news this week that Emmanuel Dennis would be returning to Watford FC. The news broken by our man, Adam Leventhal, and then confirmed by the club later on this week, as Watford now have a bona fide striker, someone who can put the ball in the back of the net. Now, Emmanuel Dennis returns to Watford after a not successful, let's put it that way, loan spell at a Turkish club. That did not go well, really, for him. In fact, the loan was cut short. And that's how Emmanuel Dennis became available to Watford. Now, before that loan, Emmanuel Dennis went off to Nottingham Forest and played games there in the Premier League. That would have been earlier this season, at the beginning of this new season. And, of course, he was there for a period of time, didn't really find his feet the way that he had hoped, and had scored two goals for Nottingham Forest before going on to that loan spell. So I think that Emmanuel Dennis comes back to Watford, and let's not forget what he did when he was here. He scored 10 goals, he had 6 assists, and really left in a kind of an, I wouldn't say bad terms, but left with murmurings, at least among some of us, certainly myself and maybe a few other Watford supporters, and certainly some former Watford managers who intimated, in not so many words, that he was not one of the better people in the clubhouse in terms of the Watford first team's men's players. That Emmanuel Dennis perhaps was a bit more of a ball hog, somebody who didn't pass the ball, somebody who seemed to have a little bit of a malaise around him. Now, that was what the feeling was amongst some. But I hope and I pray that Emmanuel Dennis has changed. If that was the perception of him, and if that was indeed who Emmanuel Dennis turned out to be in the second half of our ill-fated Premier League season back in 2022, if that was the Emmanuel Dennis, then I certainly hope that Emmanuel Dennis has moved from that position and has matured. Now, remember that he scored 10 of those 10 goals he scored for us. Many of them were scored, most of them were scored in the first half of the season. He only scored one goal in the 2022 portion of the season that we were last in the Premier League. That goal came at Aston Villa on February the 19th, 2022. That was the only goal that Emmanuel Dennis, to my recollection, scored in the second half of that season. that we were in the Premier League. By the way, that goal was the winning goal, the only goal of the game, the winning goal that defeated Aston Villa away from home. And so after that, Dennis did not score any more goals for Watford. From then until the end of that campaign, Watford got relegated. Of course, Emmanuel Dennis got sent off in a game as well during that season, at least one sending off. And he was getting subbed off fairly early in games too. So, yes, there were lots of different Watford managers during that season, at least three. And yes, there were some concerns. Claudio Ranieri, one of the managers who had, again, intimated that Emmanuel Dennis was not passing the ball, was not a team player. All kinds of things were going on there that weren't good for Watford. And so he left on, I think, somewhat mixed terms. Mixed terms, I thought, as far as I'm concerned. And then, of course, didn't really find his feet at Forest. Didn't find his feet, certainly, at the Turkish club he went to. And then has now found himself back at Watford for the remainder of this season. It's a loan deal. He will spend the rest of the season here at the Vic. And from there, who knows what will happen. He is 26 years old now. And one of the things that Emmanuel Dennis really brought when he did come to Watford was electricity. He brought a cockiness, a swagger, a confidence. You know, he brought all of those things and he brought some energy and life to that striking position. And he was very clinical. He was clinical in front of goal. You know, he really did score some very good goals, well-taken goals, goals of technical skill and ability and quality. And that's the kind of player that Watford have missed in that striking position. He is someone who can get in the box. He can beat his defender off the shoulder. He can score aerially. He's headed in goals. He has scored goals from all kinds of places on the pitch, all kinds of angles. He gets into space really well. He has got a lot of pace. And he is someone who, while he's not a physical striker, he's someone who stays on his feet and he's got a good low center of gravity and someone who can find the back of the net. Now, Watford hope, and we all hope as Watford supporters, that he will find the net again regularly for this Watford side. Now, Watford here are a team who score goals and they get goals from many different positions on the pitch. We've seen at least 9 different goal scorers, if not more, for Watford this season. I'll run through just a few of them. Jake Livermore, Ido Kayembe, Kone. We've seen goals from Wesley Hutt. We've seen goals from the likes of Martins and Luza, who's no longer with the club, he's on loan. We've seen goals from the likes of Ryan Andrews and Rajovic and Bio. And that's probably 8 names off the top of my head already. And I've not even finished the list. So there's certainly a Ken Semmer scored. So we've had at least 9, if not more, goal scorers for Watford. TDB has scored. So I'd say, let's say 9 or 10, maybe even 11 different goal scorers this season for Watford. That's a very good thing. And yes, that is a good thing because we are also tied, I think, for 5th. For the most goals scored in the championship this season. Now, obviously, our defense needs to be shaped up a lot better in terms of the mentality and the team defending in general. But what we also need more consistently is goals from our number 9, goals from our striker, goals from our front line. Those have not come consistently. And I didn't even mention Asprilla, who's also scored this season. So we have at least 10 or 11 different Watford goal scorers this season. And so that's a really good thing. But what we really would like more of, and what we really are looking for more of, is consistent goal scoring from our front line, from our number 9, from that player who's the striker. And we've not had that this season. Rajovic has scored 9 goals for Watford, but I've always said this, he should have at least 18 goals right now. I know that putting the ball in the back of the net is the hardest thing to do in football. Rajovic should have at least 18 goals, though, this season. He needs to put himself about. That's been the criticism of Rajovic, too one-dimensional, not using enough of his talents and abilities to score more goals in a league that demands it, really. That you use the best of what you've got. And if you're blessed with size, as Rajovic is, you've got to use it in a very physical championship. And Rajovic hasn't really done that. Coming from Sweden and playing football there, the Dane has not used his attributes, his physical attributes, to get more of the goals that I think he should get. And I think I'm not alone in that as a Watford supporter saying that. So there are a number of us as Watford supporters who think that Rajovic, while he has led the team in goals and leads the team in goals, could have more and is too one-dimensional, which he is. He is a rather one-dimensional striker. Now, it's not to say that you don't want the goals from him, but he does not do other things in the game when his goals dry up. He doesn't contribute anywhere else really appreciably on the pitch. And so that's where the issue is with Rajovic. And then he becomes a disappearing act in a lot of these games because he doesn't contribute anything different when the team does not get goals from him. Whereas with Bio, he is someone, when he is not scoring goals, who makes a difference on the pitch because he actually helps out his teammates. He helps the team. He works very hard for the team. Very industrious player. We all know that about Bio. But the thing with Bio is he's not scored enough goals this season so far. I think he's at 6 or 7, maybe 8 goals this season. And although that number seems like a lot, it's very sporadic. Now, to be fair, Bio does not get a lot of playing time these days. And he's been sent off in a match which saw him get a 3-match ban. And so he's not really been in the thick of things over the last month in general. But he has the ability to score and score in bunches. He scores here, there, and quite frankly, when he does score, he can score 2 or even 3 goals. I think he scored twice in 2 different games this season, if I'm not mistaken. But Bio certainly has done it at least once in a game this season. But Bio's someone who can get goals. He just doesn't get them often enough as far as I think we as Watford supporters are concerned. So Emmanuel Dennis, in he steps to the next episode. This is the second time around for Emmanuel Dennis, and we hope that it will be a sweeter second time around. Run it back, Barrack boy, he says, and let's hope that he can run it back and rewind to the days in that first half of the 21-22 season where he was banging in the goals for fun. There was a stretch in November and December where he scored, I think, 6 goals in a very short stretch of that time. And so Emmanuel Dennis is capable of finding the back of the net. He is an electrifying player. He will add something different to Watford, a bit more of a dimension to Watford. He is someone who can pass the ball. He's a good passer of the ball. He is able to do that really well. He has a lot of pace, which I think will help the front line, because at times I think the front line is rather static going forward. And I also think that Emmanuel Dennis will give some life to that front line, and he is someone who I think will give some energy and excitement to that front line and galvanize. I think one of the problems that we've had this season is that we do not start the games with the same kind of energy that we finish them with, the same robust energy, the same electricity, the intensity. We often don't start games like that this season. And I think Emmanuel Dennis is someone who can help jumpstart that. Now, in the last game that Watford played, that was the game, of course, that ended up as a draw against Bristol City. Watford began really well in the game, had the electricity, had the spark, had the intensity. And I think one thing that Emmanuel Dennis gives you is electricity and intensity. And he can really galvanize and electrify a team if he is on his game and if he has actually got his mentality right. He certainly can do that. So I'm excited about Emmanuel Dennis, but I'm also skeptical. What will he bring? How will he fit into this Watford side? Remember, many of the players that he played with in that 21-22 season are no longer at Watford, although there are at least 5 or 6 who he did play with back then who are on the squad now. And he did play with actually last season, because don't forget, Emmanuel Dennis spent at least the first 2 games of the beginning of last season with Watford when Watford were in the Championship then. So the game against Sheffield United, he played a role in there and was on the pitch in that game. And so he has played with some of these players. Yasser Asprey was on that squad. Daniel Backman was on that squad. And, you know, a number of other players were as well. So it's not as if Emmanuel Dennis is coming back to Watford in a completely new environment with players he's never played with before. Francisco Sierralta was on that squad. So, you know, those and a few others. So it's not as if he's coming back and he has to fit in again with new teammates. It is coming back after virtually a whole season away, a season and a half away. And it is about him now trying to put his stamp and his personality back into this Watford side, as he did the first time around when he scored in the game, of course, against Aston Villa. He didn't wait long to score that goal. He scored that goal, I believe, in the 10th minute of the game against Aston Villa. So he is someone who can electrify, and I think his personality on the pitch is exactly what Watford need. I think that Bio has personality, but he doesn't necessarily show that in the football. Now, look, it's not about flair and flash and dash. It's about energizing you. And neither of the strikers that we presently have energize this Watford team. I don't think they do. Now, again, I think Bio has a lot of charisma. Bio is someone who works very hard for the team. It's a very thankless job to be making the runs all the time and getting into space and not getting any service. You have to make that happen, and you've got to be active, and your players around you, of course, your midfield has to be aware of you, and there has to be a through line from your midfield to your strike force. And the ball has to move faster. I think Emmanuel Dennis is someone who moves the ball quickly. So that will be good news. But that also has to be generated through other phases of play and through other phase and other sections of the pitch, whether it's midfield or from defense. But I do think that Wesley Hook can be a factor here, because he can get an outlay ball straight to Dennis, and Dennis can do the rest from there and start moving things around really quickly. I would love to see how Matthias Martins and Dennis work together. And it will be interesting to see how he starts out. I'm sure he will play this Sunday in the FA Cup game against Southampton at the Vic. It will be a nice warm welcome for Emmanuel Dennis. And I think that it will be a successful homecoming for him when all is said and done. And so Watford are going to have really what would be like a new player who I think is hungry to prove something. When he's back here now in his second time around. Obviously, the club have invested in him in the sense that they believe that he is going to be a difference maker here. Now, look, it's not that Emmanuel Dennis is a savior. Watford, I don't think at this point of the season, need a savior. They need a consistent goal scorer. That's why Emmanuel Dennis is here. That's why the gamble has been made to bring him back here. And Dennis the Menace is definitely someone that we could definitely do with. And let's hope he menaces the opposition goal.
Here we go again, bro.
Dennis, welcome back to Watford.
Yeah, thank you so much, bro.
How does it feel to be back?
Feels good, bro. This is my home, family. And everyone is excited when they go back to their family, so I'm very excited to be here. It's just like being in love. You can't explain why you're in love. It's just a feeling, you understand? So, yeah, thinking about it already, like, makes me super excited. So, I was like, yeah, I want to come back, you know? Yeah, I was happy here, and, yeah, so happiness is priceless.
Yeah. And obviously, you've got the Vicarage Road pitch behind you. Do you want to tell me about some of your favourite memories from playing here?
First game, the 4-0 or 4-1. Yeah, it's a lot of things I can say, bro. It's a lot of memories. But just playing on the pitch already is like a good feeling, you know.
And when was Watford sort of first mentioned to you? When was it sort of realised you could come back?
When I went away, like, I tried coming back, like, the first time I went. But it was hard, you know. It was hard. I've been preaching from day one. I wanted to come, Even beginning of the season, same thing. Be pushing, bro. Like, you know. But now I'm here, so just enjoy it.
And how do you think it's going to feel when you walk out Vicarage Road for the first time? Fans singing your song again.
You have a song?
Yes. Yeah, do you not know it?
No.
Oh, you'll have to listen out for it.
Okay.
Do you want me to sing? I'm not going to sing it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to that day. I'm super excited, you know. Yeah, I know they're happy as well. Like, they're going to be happy to see me, and we're going to have more memories, even better ones.
Indeed, even better memories. That's what I'm certainly hoping for. I think every Watford supporter is. for the return of Emmanuel Dennis, who has returned to Watford this week. That's right, he is back at the Vic. Dennis the Menace returns. That was some audio from Watford FC, and thank you very much indeed to the club for that audio, an interview with Emmanuel Dennis. And from at least that portion of the interview, he's clearly happy to be back. And what you didn't know, at least certainly what I didn't know, was that he'd been pushing to come back to Watford. And that to me is very significant. It's very significant. And I really do hope that his hunger to come back and make an impact is really felt. Now, the manager has been saying that Emmanuel Dennis is hungry. The manager has been, Val, has been making it very clear. And I think that this is going to be a partnership that works, because the right manager is very key in these situations. I think for Emmanuel Dennis, whether it was true or whether it was not true, that there were things the first time around that didn't sit well either with some players or with the managers that were here, and it certainly, I think, was true in the case of the managers. One of the things you can say is that a lot of times the manager that a player has can make all the difference. And Val is a manager who really does and will continue to put his foot down and let people know when there's stuff that's going on that he is not happy with. He will do it. And I think that none of the managers that Watford had in that ill-fated Premier League relegation season were the kinds of managers who would really put their foot down and take names, if you will. So, you know, and plus maybe the players didn't respect those managers. I mean, certainly in the case of Claudio Ranieri, there was a lot of things going on around him that players apparently weren't appreciative of. So without going into any detail, but the bottom line is that Emmanuel Dennis, I think, has a manager now who is going to let him know when things are not as he would like them. And I think Emmanuel Dennis was obviously unsettled at Nottingham Forest. He did score the two goals he scored there. Obviously, he did not have a great spell at the Turkish club he went to after that on loan, because the loan, as I said, was cut short. And I think Emmanuel Dennis now is coming back to a place where he knows he can score goals. And of course, he scored lots of goals for Club Bruges before he came to Watford. But he obviously is looking to rediscover that touch that he had for Watford in the first half of the Premier League season of 21-22. And that's exactly what Watford need. Somebody who's going to be a spark plug. One of the problems we have as well with our strike force, and anyone who has taken a shot in front of goal for us, is that we are not decisive with our finish. We're not decisive. The final decision is not a good one. I've talked about this a lot. In fact, Val himself echoed that in comments this week, and I've been talking about that for quite some time. The final decision making is very poor. The strike is not clinical enough. We are hesitating too much in front of goal. We're taking an extra touch when we don't need to. We are thinking rather than doing in front of goal, and that's why I think that we actually could score more goals than we even do. And we score quite a lot of goals, but we could have a lot more goals in our game. And I think that even though we've got a diverse array of goal scorers, we have too many times in front of goal where we are not finishing off opportunities. We've seen it over and over again this season. And I think that what Emmanuel Dennis will give you is someone who is, as Val has said, very ruthless in front of goal. And I would add very clinical in front of goal. He's very clinical, and he's somebody who will score goals for you. I remember a game, and this is a game that Watford lost against West Ham, where he scored a breathtaking goal to give Watford a 1-0 lead. And then West Ham would end up scoring the next four goals. But the bottom line is that Emmanuel Dennis gives you something, gives you another dimension, gives you quality, gives you pace, gives you speed, gives you, I think, an energy and an electricity that I think that will galvanize this Watford men's first team, and I think start to really give defenses something to worry about. One thing he will do is have a go. He will have a go. And one of the big criticisms, I think, of this Watford men's first team in front of goal is that they have not troubled defenses enough. Certainly not this season, certainly in a few seasons past. we've not troubled defensives enough during a game. So defenses who, you know, stand there, they don't get bothered by us, generally speaking. And yet we've got the personnel, I think we've got the quality, and we've got the skill sets to actually trouble defenses. But we do not trouble them nearly enough in football matches. And so I think that Emmanuel Dennis is going to be back here taking the lead in that department. And hopefully that will rub off on the rest of the team. We need to be more ruthless. We need to be more clinical. And we need to be more bold. And we need to be much more aggressive in front of goal. And I think that if we become more aggressive in front of goal, we're going to produce more goal chances. If we take more shots, we're going to produce, hopefully, more chances. I think that's obvious. You miss 100% of the shots that you do not take. And Watford need to take more shots in front of goal. And they need to be more clinical, more direct, more ruthless. And I think Emmanuel Dennis beefs up that front line significantly. And I don't think that there's going to be a change of formation. What I think you're going to see is Emmanuel Dennis moving into the middle of the pitch. He can play on the left. I mean, he's done that a lot. And he has done that many a time in his career. But I think Val's going to switch him to central. And I think he can do well there as well. And even on the right side as well. But I really am looking forward to seeing how he comes into this lineup, if he's going to start from the off or if he's going to come off the bench. Now, it's an FA Cup game, so it'll be very interesting to see what Val does. I have a feeling that Dennis is going to come off the bench. That's my feeling. And either Rajovic or Bio will start the game. Now, I'm thinking that Rajovic is probably going to get the start. But we'll see for this game against Southampton on Sunday in the FA Cup fourth round. But Emmanuel Dennis, I think certainly is going to come off the bench, get the warm welcome from the fans, feel that love and adulation, and get going. I think that's what is going to happen in this particular game on Sunday. So Emmanuel Dennis is back. How do you feel about it? Do you feel confident about his ability to start scoring for us again? Do you think any perceived issues that swirled around Emmanuel Dennis are going to be issues that persist? I don't think that's going to be the case, not with this particular manager. If it were a case of one of the previous managers being at Watford, then who knows? But I definitely don't think that we're going to be seeing those kinds of issues here with Val Ismail, because I think the players have learned, A, that Val Ismail does not take any nonsense. B, that Val Ismail is going to be here beyond this season. So if you want to put in a shift and if you want to be part of what's happening at Watford in this rebuilding process, you're going to have to start to toe the line and buy into the team ethic that Val has been selling all season long. And I think the vast majority of these players are buying into it. I think they all are. There are players who want transfers. We've heard about Matty Pollock. Our good friend Andrew French has reported that this week at the Watford Observer that Matty Pollock has put in for a transfer request, and because he's not getting the playing time, and so he wants to move on. And it may well be, and I've talked about this, you know, rumors about this before with Pollock, it may well be that he ends up leaving. But the bottom line is that this is the squad that Val wants. He's very focused on it. He's very, very focused on it. And it looks to me that he's honing this squad, not just for now, but also for the future, where there may be a couple of additions in the summer transfer window. But there's probably not going to be much else for Watford in terms of anyone coming in. We're just about a week away from the transfer window deadline. And I don't know that Watford are going to get anybody else in. We've already lost Rhys Healy. He's gone. Loser, he's gone. And I don't know if Watford are going to get anybody else in. They probably, if they do, there will be someone probably in midfield. I don't see Watford doing anything with their back line. They've already got defenders. They've already got a right back who is at Ryan Andrews. And I don't know when, of course, Ngakoue will be back, but he's obviously been out long term. And he is going to be back, obviously. And then, of course, Jamal Lewis has just returned as well. So you've got left backs. You've got a left back behind him in Ken Semmer, who can play in that position. And Ken Semmer will return for the game against the Saints this coming Sunday. Although Ken Semmer probably will be coming into this game, coming off the bench as well. And I expect you'll have Martin starting on one side. You'll have Rajovic starting in the middle, and you'll probably have Asprea coming in off the right-hand side. So that's probably how they'll start this. But we'll see. We will see how it goes. And don't forget, you've got Hurtado coming off the bench. So Watford now have got a lot of pace. Hurtado is a pacey player, and he can pass really well. He's a good passer in tight spaces. You've got players who've got pace. Asprea can do the same. You've got players like this, Emmanuel Dennis, who's got pace and pass the ball really well. And you've got Martins, who can do it too. So you've got some pacey players on this team. You just got to have players who stop thinking as much and just start doing in front of goal. And that's what Watford are looking for. And I think with Emmanuel Dennis, they have found that. He just has to keep his head in the game and stay focused, be the team player that he can be on his day, and be much more of that as he was in the first half of his time here at Watford, and recognize that he has to play within the team scheme and not for himself alone. He's got to play, of course, for the benefit of the whole team. And I think Val will certainly make that very, very clear to him in a number of instances. So that is it for this edition of Yawns, the Watford FC podcast. It's really great to be back talking about Emmanuel Dennis and in a positive light, because I do think, despite some of my initial skepticism, that he will come back here and prove a point and get the job done, and certainly will be an asset to Watford. A goal scorer who scored 10 goals for you in his time here in just about half a season is an asset. I mean, that's already better than what we have now, right? So Emmanuel Dennis is going to be someone who is going to be effective, I think, in this championship. Will be very lively, will be very aggressive, and will make things happen. And that's what we need in front of goal. We need players, we need strikers who are going to make things happen in front of goal. And we don't have enough of that kind of striker at Watford at present. But I definitely think, given the rumours also swirling around Rajovic, that Emmanuel Dennis will by far fill that void. And we will see where that goes when the game begins this Sunday against Southampton. Don't forget to follow along on X and on Instagram at YawnsWFC. That is the place to go to follow along for content, etc., etc. And please subscribe to the YawnsWFC YouTube channel. That's right, YawnsWFC. That's at the following web address, youtube.com/@ Yawns, that's YawnsWFC. This podcast can be heard on numerous podcasting platforms, Google, Spotify, Apple, and a number of others. That is all for this edition of the Yawns Watford FC podcast. Omar Moore here. And until next time, Watford fans,
Dennis, and still, Watford have 5.
Hernandez, Dennis, oh, they've got another one!
Straight back into the side, and delivers dangerously. There's the opening goal for the Hornets. Dennis in the middle gets another goal, and scores! For Dennis. And he does get a shot away. He does more than that.